Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
You mentioned something last hour that I keep thinking about because I think it's funny, and I wonder if a lot of people do this. You mentioned your unpacking game that you have with your wife. It's like, do you have a friendly competition with your spouse on something where you want to do it better than they do, or they want to do it better than you do? And something happened a couple weeks ago, and it reminded me when you mentioned the unpacking game. So what was this again?
It's anytime my wife and I travel, we're the people that as soon as we get home, we like to just unpack, get situated in the house. So it's become kind of a contest. So a couple weekends ago, we're in California. We got back all kinds of stuff to unpack, and it's a race to get done the fastest. And whoever's done first, but like, done, I'm all, you know, all unpacked, all set. I'm like, darn it, you beat me. Or my wife will beat me. She's like, I'm all unpacked. And then I realize there's one bag she forgot. I'm like, no, you're not. And it's a very friendly competition, but it's a race to see who can get home, get unpacked, and get settled the fastest.
So who has a friendly competition with their significant other, and what is it? I've never heard of someone racing to unpack just so they have the bragging rights to say, I unpacked first. But now that I think about it, I might jump on board with that one.
And then because to me, I'm finally settled in. Like, all right, now we're home. Now I'm settled. Now I can do whatever is next in my day. And she kind of feels the same way. And to be the first one done and kind of come downstairs and sit down on the computer or something and see her still unpacking, like, ah, I beat you.
That's because this week, or it was like a couple weeks ago. Do you ever check your credit score?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Well, don't, because then this will be another competition thing. So I'll check mine. I get an alert. Because I signed up for a service where every month it sends you what your credit score is. And I got an alert on my last one, and it said it went down. And I'm like, what? What the heck? So I'm kind of upset about it. So I go and I look, and it's because last month we charged a lot on our credit cards. And you know, even though we paid it off, it still dinged us. Well, me, okay? So then my husband, he gets the same alerts, and he got the alert that his went down too. So we both look, and typically my credit score is a little higher than his. But on this ding, mine went down a bunch, and his just barely had a little dip. So now our competition is the credit score game. Who has a better credit score? And he's beating me, and it's making me insane. And mine hasn't gone back up since we paid it off. I'm really upset about this. This has turned into our friendly competition, but at the same time, it's not so friendly.
If I were to have that with my wife, she would win every time.
So don't make that your competition then. But aren't they supposed to be tied into each other? Unless you have like your own separate thing.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But I was really mad. Like, why is mine going down this much? Same credit card. His, just tiny little bit. It makes me crazy. Steph, do you and James have a friendly competition?
I think sometimes it gets a little serious because we're both dancers and we'll compete to like who's the better dancer. But the thing is, I feel like I'm more open to freestyling in front of strangers and like people that we know. But he'll get a little bit more timid when we're in front of people. So it's hard for us to judge who really is the better dancer if he just doesn't want to go out and just battle me in front of everyone.
Oh, because that's the only way. If you do it in your house, you're going to be like, I'm the better dancer.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm better, and it's just me and him. I'm like, come on, babe. We got to do this in the public where, like, judges are there. And maybe you guys, Mercedes and JC, can really judge.
Well, maybe we could post it on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
A dance-off, and everyone can vote. Would James be down for that?
I don't think he will be, but what if I, like, snuck a camera and I just started recording it sneakily?
That's a good idea. Or, man, I picture in your home, when you guys get in a fight about something, instead of fighting, you dance. You have a dance battle.
We're all like, crumping.
Who's going to do the dishes tonight? I don't know. And then you start doing something. Like, that would be the best way to fight, with dance battles.
I want to try that now. I mean, like, who's doing the dishes tonight? Oop, I won. You're doing them.
And then she's dancing while doing the dishes. It's like a musical in her house.
Let's talk to Candace. Candace, what do you have a friendly competition about in your house?
Me and my husband tend to try to overpower each other with gifts. So, like, during the holidays or, like, Valentine's Day, we're always, like, who's going to get the better gift, you know, for each other? And normally my husband wins because he always makes me something. He claims he's not creative at all, but my husband is super creative. So he normally wins because it's always from the heart, and I'm always buying him something.
That's
like, man, one of these days.
That's so sweet, though, that he takes the time to do that. So you're right. It's hard to put a money value on that.
If you're trying to outdo each other in Christmas gifts, I think you're both winners, though, then. You're both getting awesome gifts.
Until you get the credit
card.
And
then the credit card, and then your thing goes down.
And your credit score goes down, and then you lose the credit score competition. It's a never-ending cycle.
Just put it on his credit card, so then you win the credit card credit score game when it's all said and done.
Oh, you intentionally, like, rack up debt on theirs just so you can say you won. That's a good idea.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.